You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, we're going to talk about imposter syndrome. And yes, it is a real thing. But before we get started, please share this podcast with someone that you know can benefit from this content. Someone that is close to you, a friend, an acquaintance, someone at work that may be going through a change in their life. They don't know how to move forward. This podcast in general, but this episode for sure will help them out and will help you really get the knowledge and learn the content at a whole new level. Because when you teach something, you understand it better, you make it yours, right? So point number one, do you feel like you're not good enough? Let me use this as an example. Maybe you've been working toward a promotion for quite a bit. You finally get that promotion and now you have a team, maybe of 15, 20 people working under you. And some of these people may have been at the company for even longer than you have. That really puts, you know, a new thought in your mind. And it's like, am I supposed to be here? Am I in the right spot? Was this just a fluke? Now, when you start thinking about these thoughts, that's when your imposter syndrome comes up. So basically, it's this syndrome, is this concept of you feeling like you're not supposed to be there, you don't belong there. Let me tell you a small story here. When I started the Niro B page, I was putting out so much content on a daily basis, 2-3 times a day. And there was, of course, so many other personal brands online, on Instagram, on blogs, that were sharing similar content to mine, but they were around for much longer. And I, of course, started thinking, well, why would people listen to me? Why would people follow me instead of the people that have been around for a lot longer? You have to understand that when you create something, when you get a promotion, when you start a podcast, when you start a business, you are not trying to target people that have been around for much longer than you. You are trying to target people that have a bit less experience than you. And the same thing if you get a promotion, your team is there because even though they may have been around for a bit longer, they have a bit less experience than you. So really own in the fact that you deserve what you have in order to break through this imposter syndrome. Point number two, do you think your competitors are all better than you? Now, this could actually be true. So if your product needs some work, or if you got a promotion and you don't know what you're doing, you definitely want to make sure that you have the necessary skills and experience. So don't get me wrong. Sometimes you actually need to do some work to better yourself. But once you've done all the work, once you've covered all your bases, please realize that it is something that actually pops up in your mind, this imposter syndrome. Even if you've done the work, sometimes you feel like you're not good enough. So don't take that as a sign that you don't belong. Just take it as a sign you need to get rid of this imposter syndrome. Point number three, do you see yourself as a beginner pretending to be a pro? And this is something that I've dealt with, again, with my podcast, with my business, really. I was doing one-on-one coaching. I've scaled about 2 businesses and almost 3, really. And the reason why I felt like I was a beginner is because I was always getting out of my comfort zone. Every time I was, you know, successful at one business model, I would scale that and then move on to something else that I was not really knowledgeable about. But that's okay. You want to be in this beginner stage over and over again in order to create new work, new content, and new experiences. But please don't forget that you are actually a pro at something else. If you've scaled a business in the past, that is totally fine. That's actually what you're supposed to be proud of and what you're going to move forward as a coach or as a manager if you got a promotion, or just as a podcaster in my case, all right? Point number four, do you think you're not ready to share your experiences with others? Now, this is something, again, it goes back to creating content if you wanted to start a blog. But even if you got a promotion and you're a manager, do you think you're not ready to share your experiences? I'm going to tell you something. There's so many people out there really looking for someone to help them through these new experiences. Let's use, for example, someone that got a promotion at a sales position. Maybe you cold called and you run demos and for 2 to 3 years before you got a promotion to manager. Now you have 2 to 3 years of experience to talking to people that didn't expect you to give them a call. You had 3 years of experience to close big packages on the fly. Basically, you call someone on one phone call and you close the deal. That's a lot of experience. Even though you don't think it is, there's going to be a ton of people that are going through the same exact situation that would like you to tell them how to get better, how to deal with those situations. So think about it twice. Whenever you feel this imposter syndrome creeping up, understand that it's normal to feel that way, but break through the resistance and make sure that you do not stop yourself from doing something great just because a part of your brain tells you you're not good enough. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you're going to push outside of your comfort zone day in and day out, and you ignore that part of your mind, that part of your brain that tells you that you're not ready for it. Until next time, up your game.